I think that I had a team because I'm a little more work than just one. You know, only just one can't handle me. It's like, okay, we need some extra help here. So I think Raphael helped me initially on a physical level, helped me to believe that that healing literally could happen physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But I also worked a lot with Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel is the angel that really guided me to dig deep into loving myself unconditionally. And because that's why I couldn't receive that love, right? That's why I couldn't receive the support. I couldn't receive the guidance. I couldn't receive the help. I couldn't receive the wisdom that the angels were giving me, and they were giving it to me. And so over that next pregnancy, Raphael helped me to initially, when I first got pregnant, I got scared again and my body reacted. And then I went right on bed rest. And then I took about 3 months and I worked with the angels and I asked them to help me, move any energy that was holding me back from receiving a beautiful, healthy, amazing pregnancy and healthy baby. And what would happen is I would have all of those kind of negative stinking thinking thoughts and stories and all that would go on. They would show up and they would show me that I could just embrace those and love that part of me, not resist it, not push it away, not ignore it, not deny it. Just, hey, this is what it is. And that would create healing. That would move the scar tissue. That would allow me to breathe in that love. And so during those 3 months that I was on bed rest, I did a lot of emotional and energetic work, because what else are you going to do when you're laying down for that many months, right? It was, even just as you asked the question, I was like, so interesting, because it was an easy, no problem pregnancy after that point. And that opened up to the miracles that happened afterwards, and that connection being so strong to the angels that I didn't doubt when I got the messages, which actually then saved my son's life.